The term capriccio describes a work of art that is the fruit of the creator's imagination and is not found in nature, or that strays from the traditional artistic compositional norms. Only from the early years of the 17th century was it recognized as a true artistic genre based on the composition of imaginary landscapes, created through the juxtaposition of the ruins of antiquity or views of buildings never actually constructed. The first examples of capricci were created in Rome in the 17th century, fanciful, creative landscapes, free from stylistic constraints. The best-known champion of this genre was Giovanni Paolo Panini. His spectacular capricci were accompanied with fictitious details, juxtaposed without any historical or topographical connection, yet highly evocative. The Pantheon, for example, stands alongside the Theatre of Marcellus, the Temple of Hadrian, and the statue of Marcus Aurelius. The light reflected on the buildings reveals collapsed arches and crumbling ruins. This type of painting was also popular in 18th century Venice, featuring reproductions of imaginary architecture or real buildings, depending on the canons of perspective. We are immersed in a civitas metaphysica, a metaphysical city, with architectural elements isolated from their original context, devoid of their identifying features and true topography. The objective depiction typical of Van Wittel has made way for a landscape entirely created by the mental projection of the artist.